Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim, daf Kuf Yud Dalet. We left off Kuf Yud Gimel all the way on the bottom of the Amud, the last line of the Amud. Today, hopefully, we'll have a quicker than usual shiur, visiting day edition daf Yomi, because I got to get out of here and hit the road. But it's a pretty short daf today, luckily, so I think it'll work out. So if you recall, just to get us back in the flow of the discussion, again, we had gone on a tangent yesterday, a whole interesting discussion whether the Mabul hit Eretz Yisrael or not. The reason that we got into that discussion was because it touched on the first part of the Mishnah, which is if you try to do the Avodah of the Parah Aduma outside the place designated for the Parah Aduma. So we covered that, we covered the Sirah Mishaleach. Then we saw a list in the Mishnah, and we should just mention that the Parah Aduma and the Sirah Mishaleach, we said if you do the Avodah outside, you're not chayiv. Why? Because it says Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yiviu, that the only iser of doing it outside is if you should have done it inside and you didn't, and so therefore you violated an iser. But the Parah Aduma, the avodah, is supposed to be outside. The Sirah Mishaleach is outside. It's sent to Azazel, and therefore they don't come in Pesach Ol Moed. Then we go through a laundry list of other types of animals. So we said a rovea. And in Nirva, an animal that was involved in bestiality, Vamukza, Vanevat, or an animal that was set aside or actually served as Avodah Zarah, Vamechir, or Mechir Kelev, Vesnan, and Enesanzona, Vakalayim, Vatrefa, Vyotze Dofen, all of these animals, Shekriven, Vachotz, Pater. Why are you Pater? It doesn't say the same Pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed. It says, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. And it cites, it's actually the same Pasuk, interestingly. But it cites the end of that pasuk, El Mishkan Hashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, and it doesn't say El Pesach Ol Moed. So what the Gemara is going to be bothered with today is why do we need the second pasuk of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, and why can't I learn that all of these things, the Raveah, the Nirva, etc., that if I do them outside, I'm going to be Pater, because they're not Roy to come El Pesach Ol Moed. So why do I need the separate pasuk? So says the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, on the bottom, Raveah Vanirva. So says the Gemara, Vanami Tepeklemi Pesach Ol Moed. So why don't we learn this Isser also from the pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed? Why do we need the separate Isser of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? Says the Gemara, Bishlam Raveah Vanirva, turning to Kuf Yud Alam and Aleph. I understand by Raveah Vanirva, Mishkachas Le Dakta Shinume Kara Vada Ravo, that by Raveah Vanirva, we could conjure a situation where they were never roi to come El Pesach Ol Moed. So by Raveah Vanirva, for example, you could find this where you were Makdish the animal, and then it committed bestiality. So we have to figure out, which pasuk is this excluded from? Is it excluded from El Pesach Ol Moed? The answer is no, because it was roi to come El Pesach Ol Moed at a certain time. It's only after the animal was involved in the bestiality, after it was ready hukdash, that it was basically removed from the status of being roi lavo El Pesach Ol Moed. So it was initially roi lavo El Pesach Ol Moed, and therefore, if I want to learn an exclusion for Raveah Nirva, I have to learn it from the pasuk of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Because right now, in its current state, it's ineligible to be Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, even though initially, originally, it was roi to come El Pesach Ol Moed. Says the Gemara, Ela Muktzah V'Nevad. However, Muktzah V'Nevad, let's say the animal that was set aside to be worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. So when exactly was the animal set aside? So if you're going to tell me that it was set aside after it was already hukdash, and therefore it's not memait, it's not excluded from the pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed, because at one point it was roi to come El Pesach Ol Moed, it's only now that it's ineligible to be used as a karban. Says the Gemara, that can't be, because ein adam osar davar sheina shalo, because a person is not able to aser something that's not his. In other words, after you were makdish, it is not considered yours. You therefore can't consecrate it. You can't set it aside to be used as avodah zarah after you already makdish it. So therefore, it turns out that the only time you could have been makdish it is before, the only time you could have set it aside for avodah zarah, rather, is before you were makdish it. So maybe this example of muktzah and nevad is an example of something that's not included from the pasuk, not excluded rather from the pasuk of El Pesach o El Moed, I need a separate pasuk to teach me that it's lifnei Mishkan Hashem. But says the Gemara, a person cannot aser something that is not his, and therefore the only time he could have asered it is before he was makdish it. And if the only time he could have asered it was before he was makdish it, then it was never roi. So says the Gemara, it's excluded from the pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed. I don't need the second pasuk. Says the Gemara, b'kachem kalim v'alivid Rav Yossi Aglili. No, maybe we're talking about kachem kalim according to the shita of Rav Yossi Aglili. D'yamar kachem kalim mamun bailamu, who says that kachem kalim is mamun bailam. Titania umal amal b'ashem. The rabbos kachem kalim shem mamono divi Rav Yossi Aglili. Oh, so says Rav Yossi Aglili, kachem kalim is mamun bailam. So therefore, because kachem kalim is mamun bailam, what does that mean? That if I designate an animal for kachem kalim, and then I try to designate the animal for Avodah Zarah, my designation works because I'm not being Makdish Davar Shena Shalo. I am consecrating something that is mine because Kachem Kalim is Mama Bailim. So basically where we are now is that the Gemara says that both in the case of Raveya Nirva and in the case of Muksa and Nevad, it's possible that initially these animals were fit to be brought in the Ol Moed, because maybe the Isser attached only after the animal was Huktash. So says the Gemara, okay, so maybe by those, I need the Pasuk, therefore, of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. That says the Gemara, Sehilkach, Raveya Venirva Devar Erva, Muksa Venevad Avodat Kachavim Bekachim Kalim. Okay, so maybe by the Raveya Nirva, maybe the Devar Erva happened after I was Makdashit. By Muksa Nevad Avodah Zarah, maybe we're talking about Kachem Kalim, where I have the power to do it. So maybe that is not going to be Mamayit from the Pasuk, that's not going to be excluded from the Pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hebiyu, because they were initially Roy to come El Pesach Ol Moed. So it says the Gemara, Esnan Umechir Kelayim Yotzei Dofen, and by Esnan and Mechir, and by Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev, and Kelayim and Yotzei Dofen, Bevlodos Kachim, we're talking about Vlodos Kachim, and Ksovar Vlode Kachim, Bav Yosan Heim Kedoshim, that the Vlodos of Kachim become actually Kodesh when they're born. So, in other words, what this means is that if you have an Esnan and a Mechir in the time where the animal was a baby animal still in its mother's womb, and if you would have shechted the mother animal, the baby animal would have been Roi, because the baby animal only becomes Huktash once the baby animal is actually born. So it turns out that even by these other types of karbanos, even by these other types of animals, if the animal still would have been an embryo in its mother's stomach, if it would have been a fetus in its mother's stomach, then it actually would have been fit to come El Pesach O Moed while it was still in the mother's stomach, because the kedusha of the animal doesn't attach until it's born. And if the kedusha of the animal doesn't attach until it's born, that's when the isser of Esnan Zon or Mechir Kelev is going to be chal. So says the Gemara, I also can't exclude these animals from the pasuk of El Pesach O Moed Lo Hebiyu, because it's possible that all of these animals were initially fit to come El Pesach O Moed. The Raveya Nirva initially was fit to come El Pesach O Moed because maybe the act took place after it was already Huktash. The Esnan and the Muksa and the Nevad may have been initially fit to come El Pesach O Moed because maybe I designated it for Avodah Zarah after I was already Makdash it, because we're dealing with Kachem Kalim. And all these other things were initially Roy to come El Pesach Ol Moed, because when they were still in the mother's stomach, they were actually kosher to be brought as a Karbon. The Isser wasn't Chal because the Kedusha wasn't Chal until they were born. So all of these animals are not excluded from the Pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed, because at one point they all were Roy to be brought as a Karbon. Therefore, I need a separate pasuk of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Therefore, I need the separate pasuk of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem to teach me that right now they are ineligible, and therefore I am potter if I bring up these karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash right now. So says the Gemara, now Vayter. So the next grouping in the Mishnah that we had was Bali Mumin, and we said Osov as Beno. And what we had said over here was that the Chachamim say that there's no Isser at all. However, Rav Shimon holds a compromised Shita. So ordinarily we know that if you violate the Isser of Shchitas Chutz or Halos Chutz, it's an Isser Lav, and there's a Chi of Kares. However, Rav Shimon says, by Osov as Beno or by Bali Mumin, which really aren't fit for Karbanos, Osov as Beno means that you're not allowed to shech the Karban, a mother, and it's an animal and its offspring on the same day. A Bali Mum, obviously, we know that we know what that is. And Rav Shimon says that if you shecht any of these animals or if you offer up any of these animals on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're not going to be Chayef Kares, you're still going to violate a Lav. Says the Gemara, Vitzrichi, why do I need to teach me this machlokas by Balei Mumin, by Yosef es Beno, by all of these animals? And then we spoke about the Torin, which had not yet aged in, or the Bnei Yonah that had not yet aged out. We spoke about all these things. Says the Gemara, Vitzrichi, that we need to learn this machlokas in all of these various circumstances. Why? Ditana Balei Mumin, I would say by Balei Mumin, Mishum de Meisi. The reason that you violate a lav is because you're doing something that's disgusting. Because the balmum, it's disgusting to put a balmum onto the mizbeach. Aval torin lo meisi. However, by torin where it's not mos. In other words, by torin where you put up the tar that is the improper age on the mizbeach. It's not that it's disgusting. It's simply that it's premature. It's simply that the tar is only eligible to be used as a carbon when it's 2 years old. You put it up when it's 1 year old. So because you put the tar up when it was 1 year old, Ema de modulei le Reb Shimon. Maybe the Chachamim would argue that over here, they hold like Reb Shimon, that you should be over on an Isser. Vitan a Torin, and if you want to say the machlokas only by Torin, Mishulam de lechazi v'idchu, that's because they were never fit. In other words, because the tar only becomes fit when it's 2 years old. Over here, you're bringing the tar before it's 2 years old. Therefore, it was never fit for the mizbeach. Ava balei mumin de idchsu v'idchu. However, maybe by balei mumin, which were initially roi for the mizbeach, but then they became dachui. Then they were pushed off from their status of being eligible when they developed a mum. Ema de modul Rav Shimon l'rabbana. Maybe Rav Shimon would agree with Rabbanan there that maybe there's no iser if I'm going to bring a bal mum, because a bal mum, at least initially, was fit for a karban. Vitana hanitarti, and if you're going to say these two things, mishum de psul de gufayu, because that's a psul in the guf. A bal mum obviously is a psul in the guf, and the fact that the tar is not yet the requisite age for the karban is also, it's a psul inherent to the tar. Aval osva es beno, however, by osva es beno, the psula mi alma kasi, that the psula arises because of these external circumstances, because of the fact that you happen to have shechted the animal's mother, ema modu li rabbanan li Rav Shimon. Maybe the rabbanan would say to Rav Shimon that over there, in other words, it's close enough to being a valid karban, because the only thing that invalidates is this externality, therefore it's close enough to being a valid karban that you should violate a lav if you put it up outside. Therefore, says the Gemara, Tzricha, therefore we need all of these cases to teach us that by all of these cases, Rav Shimon is going to argue. Tosfos over here just points out that it's interesting. Usually we say that a psula guf is chomer. So Tosfos all the way on the bottom, Divrei Maskel Mishum, he says, B'chol duchte mashma de psula guf chomer mi psula dasa mi alma. Over here, usually we say that a psula guf is more chamor than a psula asay me'alma. So malashini kodesh came psula begufa b'sachem b'sof elu dvarim nami amrin and kolsha psula begufa yisarif meyad da de mashma hacha ipcha. But over here it's sort of mashma the opposite, right? Because we say, oh, maybe the machlokes only applies by a psula guf. But by a psul that's not from the guf, maybe the Rabbanan would agree to Reb Shimon, and the Rabbanan would say that you're chayev over there. How's that the case? Usually a psul aguf is more chamor than a psul that's external. Says the Gemara, over here it's lamishum psul aguf kil, elahachi kamar, demum over, vitorin shalig yizmanam, hapsul tole begufa, vim haya mum over, miyad, vatorim gedilim la'alter, haya ru'uyim. Aval osov es beno, ein hapsul tole begufa, shayoelo shum tikkun de lakula yoma lo chazi. Tosfa says, in a sense, over here, the psul aguf is a little bit less chomer. Why is it a little bit less chomer? Because over here, what's the psul? The psul is that the Torah is not the proper. proper age. Let's say the Torah's birthday is today. So if I wait another couple of hours, the Torah is going to be fixed. Or let's say the Baal Mum. We said there were two types of Baalei Mum. There's a Mum Over and a Mum Kavua. Let's say we're dealing with a Mum Over. The Mum is going to heal itself, and it's going to heal itself today. So it's possible that these animals, they're not fit right now, but they're actually going to become fit today. Osav as Beno, I could stand on my head until I turn blue in the face. Nothing I could do to get rid of that Isser until the day passes. So maybe Osav as Beno is actually more Chomer in this case than a Psula Guf, where there is a Tikkun and I could resolve the infirmity even that very day. Okay, says the Gemara Baitu now. Show you Rav Shimon Omer, the Rav Shimon that Rav Shimon Rav Shimon used to say that anything that ultimately is going to be roi for akrava is included in the lav of halos chutz. That's Rav Shimon Shita. So says the Gemara, my time is Rav Shimon. So what's the reason for Rav Shimon, who says that even a mechusar zman you're chayef, or that even if right now it's not fit, if you wait and it will become fit, then you're going to be chayef for Allah's chutz. So my time is Rav Shimon. So I'm a Rav Eloi, I'm a Reish Lakesh Damar Kra, because the pasuk says like this. Again, this is the pasukim before the Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Lo sasun kechol asher anachnu osun po ayom. That it's the pasuk says lo sasun. Lo sasun is obviously a lashon of a lo sase. What's this talking about? So Amarlu Moshe li Yisrael. So Moshe says to the Bnei Yisrael, ki ay lisu la'aretz, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, yisharos takrivu, that you should bring yisharos. And what are yisharos? Yisharos are nedavim and nedavos, that you should bring voluntary karbonos on the bamos. However, chovos lo takrivu, but you should not bring the chovos. So what does it mean, chovos lo takrivu? Rashi says, ish ish abachem lo yakriv shum chova. You shouldn't bring any karbonas chova like a chatas or an asham or something like that. Vafilu babama sibur ache davo elamenucha, until the mishkan is built in Shiloh, don't bring any of these karbonos. Vitakrivam alma chovas de Gilgal. So it turns out, what happens if you were mechuyav a karbon in the first 14? What happens if you were mechuyav a karbon in the first 14 years? When the Jews went into Eretz Yisrael, so you were chayav achatas, but Moshe Rabbeinu says you can't bring it so long as we're in Gilgal. You have to wait until we are in Shiloh. So for the first 14 years, says Rashi, kol alma chovos the Gilgal mechus rizmanheim ad ki yavo Shiloh v'yakrivam sham, until they're considered to be mechus rizman, until you get to Shiloh and you bring them there, the Kamar Achmana, and the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Losasun Osun, that you shouldn't bring them, Beglal, Umashma, Beim Babama Sibur, Beim Babama Yachid, Alma, Mechusrusman, Babama, Belosase. So over here, we're told that you're not supposed to bring these Karbanos until we get to Shiloh, and we're told, don't bring them the whole time that you're in Gilgal. So I'm a chuyiv to bring this carbon now, but I'm not allowed to bring it until I get to Shiloh. So that's considered to be a mechusar zman, because what I'm missing is the passage of the 14 years, and then ultimately when we get to Shiloh, we'll be able to bring it. So now it's a mechusar zman, and what do we see? The pasuk says lo sasun. The pasuk says that I'm over on a lo sase if I bring the mechusar zman on a bama before it's time. So that's Rav Shimon's raya, that if you bring a mechusar zman on a mizbeach outside, you're going to be chayiv, because that's included in the losaseh. And the Gemara spells this out. The Gilgal agabe Shiloh, for the first 14 years until they got to Shiloh, mechusar zmanu. It's considered to be a mechusar zman, because you're lacking only the erection of the Mishkan in Shiloh. The Karmelu Moshe losasun, and Moshe says that you're over on a losaseh. So that's how Rav Shimon knows that a mechusar zman is included in the Isser. So Rav Yirmi le Rav Zera, says Rav Yirmi to Rav Zera, Iachi milkinami lilki. So if that's so, then you should also have gotten Malkus in addition to violating the losase. This should be a losase, a regular losase that you get Malkus for. Alama Amar Rav Zera Kosav Nitku Lase. However, Rav Zera says that the pasuk turns us into an ase, and we know that you're mechuyav Malkus only on a losase. You're not mechuyav Malkus in an ase, and that's why you're not going to get Malkus. So says the Gemara. So hani mili l'rabbanan l'rab Shimon achinami. You're right. Okay, but that's only according to the Rabbanan. In other words, but according to Rav Shimon in the Chanami, you're right. Not only is it a los hasei, but it's a los hasei, and you get Malkus because it's a regular los hasei. So says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, now maybe that's not the case. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Pnim de Gilgal Legabe Shilo Kechutzdami. Maybe that Pnim Legabe Gilgal was like Chutz for Shilo. So what does this mean? So we need Rashi. So Rashi says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, it's about halfway down in the Rashi. So Rav Shimon Nami Lo Lucky. Rav Shimon also will say that you don't get Malkus, I'm a Chusar's man. Why? Bifnim de Gilgal, Legabe Shilo, because Pnim in Gilgal, in other words, if you would bring up a korban in the Mishkan in Gilgal, Legabe Shilo, Legabe relative to the Mishkan in Shilo, Chutzu Legabe Chovos, Hoel Dena Kacher Lakravasam, Hilkach Bechutzu de Ashkacham Be Losa say, Mishum Isser Bama, Velo Bifnim. So maybe, in other words, the only time there's going to be an Isser and you're going to be Chayav Malkus is when you actually are bringing a Karban outside. However, if you're going to be bringing a Karban inside, if you're going to be bringing a Karban in the Beis HaMikdash and it's Mechusar's Man, am I going to be Chayav Malkus? Maybe not, because what's the Makor that I'm Chayav for Mechusar's Man? The Makor that I'm Chayav for Mechusar's Man is Begilgal. But Gilgal Agabe Shilo, that's considered to be Chutz. So that's a Halos Chutz. However, if I would bring a Karban that's Mechusar's Man in the right place, maybe I wouldn't violate an Isser. Maybe I wouldn't have Malkus, rather, for that Isser. Says the Gemara, another answer. So Rabba Amar, Taimed Rav Shimon Kedetanya. That the reason for Rav Shimon as we learn in a brayso, Rav Shimon Omer Minayin Lozaveach Pesach B'Bamas Yachid B'Shas Isra Bamos. How do we know if a person checks a Korban Pesach on a Bamas Yachid in the time that Bamos are Osir Shu Belosa say that he's going to get a Losa say Tamalomar Losucha Lizboach Esa Pesach. It says Losuach Lizboach Esa Pesach Be'achad Sharecha Shar Shem Elokecha No Sein Loch, that you can't shech the Pesach there. So Tamalomar. So I say the only time you're allowed to shecht the Pesach is where all of the Jewish people come in a shar echa. They all come to the same place. So when are we talking about over here that if a person shechts a korban Pesach on a bamas yachid, then he's only going to get a losa say. So says the Gemara Emas. So ine ma'achar chatzos, if you want to say that he's shechting the Korban Pesach on a Bamas Yachid at the time when he's actually supposed to be shechting the Korban Pesach, in other words, it's after chatzos on the 14th day of Nisan, then kares nami mechayiv. Then he should be chayiv kares as well, because the pasuk tells me that I'm only allowed to bring the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, in the central place, and I'm bringing it on a Bamas Yachid, so that's a bringing a Karban Bachutz, and this is the prior Perek. I mean, what we learned from the prior Perek was that if a person does a Shechitas Chutz or a Alas Chutz, then there's an Isser, and he's Chayav Kares. So if it's the time for bringing the Karban Pesach, then he should be Chayav Kares also. So Elalav Kodem Chatzos. So Elalav, it's Kodem Chatzos. The reason that he's not violating Kares, the reason that he's not Chayav Kares, rather, is because he's bringing the Pesach on a Bamas Yachid before Chatzos. Now, what do we know about the Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach? The Zman Shechitas Korban Pesach starts at Chatzos. So if this guy is bringing the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, the Korban Pesach now has the status of Mechusar's Man. It's a Mechusar's Man because he has no business bringing the Korban yet. Yet we see that there's an Isser. It says, Lo Sucha Lizboach Es HaPesach, that you're not able to shech, you cannot shech the Korban Pesach, and you're over on a losa, say, if you shech the Korban Pesach on a Bamas Yochid on the 14th of Nisan before Chatzos, when it's a Mechusar's Man. So that's the Makar, that I'm over on a losa, say, if I shech the Korban, that's a Mechusar's Man. Says the Gemara, no raya from here. Why? Because liolam liachar chatzos. Really, we're talking about where you're shechting it after chatzos. Uveshas heterabamos koi. But we're talking about b'shas heterabamos, and therefore you're not going to be chayev kares. Says the Gemara, how could you tell me that we're talking about b'shas heterabamos? Well, b'shas israabamos kamar. You told me it's b'shas israabamos. The Braisa said, Kedetanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minayin Lozaveach Pesach v'bamos yachid b'shas israabamos. So you can't tell me that we're talking about a time b'shas heter abamos. The Braisa said explicitly we're talking about a time b'shas iser abamos. Said the Gemara, iser bamer lo, heter bama l'chaveiro. No, what it means is iser bama lo, but heter bama l'chaveiro. And what does that mean? So in other words, iser bamer lo l'korban zeh, it's usur to bring this carbon on the bama, but heter bama l'chaveiro li'ola ulishlamim de neder unedava, however, that it's mutter to bring a neder unedava. V'seifa haki kamar, yochol af b'shoshu mutter b'bama, Kigon kodem chatzos shu lishlamim tamalomar bishar echad bebama gdola lishchot pescheyem. Ah, so now we have to remember a couple of yesodos that we learned in the beginning of the Masechta. So what did we learn in the beginning of the Masechta about a Pesach? A Pesach shelo lizman has the status of what? It has the status of a korban shlamim. And what are we talking about now? We're talking about a time of heter abamos. But the only animals that you're allowed to bring on the bama, like we saw in Amud Aleph, the only animals that you're allowed to bring on a bama, the only karbanos that you're allowed to bring on a bama, are nedarim and nedavos, olos and shlamin. So if I'm shechting the karban Pesach before chatzos, it's a Pesach shalol zman, therefore havamina, it should be a shlamin, and therefore I shouldn't be over anything because I'm allowed to bring a shlamin on the bama, kamash falan. Even though, yes, ordinarily speaking, a Pesach Shalob Hazman has a shame shlamim, because the Pasuk over here tells me expressly the Pesach can only be brought on the Bama Gdola, cannot be brought on a Bama Ktana, cannot be brought on a Bama Siachid. Therefore, if I'm shechting the Pesach, even though it's Shalob Hazman, even though ordinarily it has the status of a shlamim, here the Pasuk comes and tells me expressly, Asur, I'm over on a lav. However, there is no chi of kares because I'm not chaya for shechting the korban Pesach bizman outside because it's before the zman. So that's the way we reconcile. That's the way we reconcile this brisa. So mechusar zman. So now we said mechusar. So mechusar zman. And we gave an example of an animal that's premature. And we had said that it's a Zav and a Zava and a Yoledes and a Metzora who bring a Chatas and an Asham before the actual time that they're fit to bring the Chatas and the Asham. So says the Gemara of Ani B'nei Ashamos Ninu. So, are these people B'nei Ashamos? Do they actually bring an Asham? Because we had been giving an example of an animal that's premature, and we said, oh, like the Chatos and the Ashamos that these people bring. The problem is that a Zav and a Zava, they bring an Ola and a Chatas. They don't bring an Asham. So why is an Asham included in this list of an example of a Karban that is Mechusar Zman? Says the Gemara, Amar Ziri, Tani Mitzora Ba'adayu. So I learn also a Mitzora, and a Mitzora does bring an Asham. So if you include Mitzora in the list of people that the Mishnah is discussing, then it turns out that you have an example of a Mechusar Zman that's also a Karban Asham. Oloseyem v'shalmeyem. So it says Oloseyem and Shalmeyem. So Vahani b'nei Shlamim nenu. But are these people b'nei Shlamim? They don't bring a Shlamim. They bring an Ola, Chatos, and Asham. They bring those three karbanos, but nobody brings a Shlamim. Says the Gemara, Amrav Sheishas Tani Nazir. So you have to include a Nazir. So a Nazir does bring a Shlamim. So basically we have an example of all of these people, whether it's a Zav or a Zav or a Mitzvah or a Yeledes or a Nazir, that they will eventually be mechuyav a karban or a set of karbanos, and included in that list is a chatas, an asham, an ola, a shlamim, and they're not eligible to bring the karban yet. That's the definition of mechusar zman. Now, on this fact that we're adding nazir to the list, the Ze'iri kavua tanoi. Ze'iri was kaveya the word nazir in the Mishnah. The Rav Sheshes lo kavua tanoi. Rav Sheshes did not learn it in the Mishnah. He didn't amend the Mishnah's text, but he sort of learned it as a chsure mechzor of achiktani, and that's the way Rashi explains that. Either way, the point is the same, that the list in the Mishnah should include all of these people and all of these karbanos. The only distinction is, or the only question is, do we actually amend the language, do we actually amend the Lashon HaMishnah to include all of these various people, or is it considered that the Mishnah means to talk about this, and it's a chsurim echzer of achik tani? All right, so let's cut off early over here, because I have to get on the road, and it's a good stopping point anyway, because this launches into a discussion that's going to take us through, God willing, Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, so we'll pick up here tomorrow morning.